Matthew Stuckey here, and I just want to make a quick video referencing the Ten Commandments and show the difference between the Ten Commandments and what the Bible says and what the Catholic Church says. And I was actually out for a walk the other day, and I came across these two tablets that said Ang Sampung Utos, which is the Ten Commandments. And I saw these two tablets, and I was curious to look at them to see if they were the same as what the Bible says, because I know that in America, the Catholic Church actually changes the Ten Commandments. And the Catholic Church changes the Ten Commandments here in the Philippines as well. And what I wanted to do is make a quick video explaining to you and showing you the changes from what the Bible says, why the Catholic Church is wrong, and why exactly they do that. First off, how do we know that there's Ten Commandments? Well, the Bible says at the end of Exodus 34, verse 28, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. So there very clearly tells us that there's Ten Commandments. Because when you're reading Exodus chapter 20, what you're going to see is they're going to list a bunch of information, but it doesn't necessarily tell you, here's the first commandment, here's the second, here's the third, here's the fourth. Now, it's very obvious where the transitions are, but Exodus 34, verse 28 just tells us there's Ten Commandments. And when we go to Exodus chapter 20, we have a long list of information. We have to find out what those Ten Commandments are. Now, nine of the ten are the same within what the Bible says and what I believe and what traditional Christians believe and what the Catholic Church believes. But there's a difference of opinion on the commandments of, you know, making a graven image and of coveting. And so when it comes to the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, what the Catholic Church says is that this is attached to the first commandment. The first commandment is thou shalt have no other gods before me. And what they say is we're not supposed to make any graven images of a false god. So the thing is, the Catholic Church, they have a lot of idols. They have a lot of images. But they would say that if we're making an image of a saint, that's not a false god, because, you know, God tells us to pray to saints, according to the Catholic Church. Even though, in all actuality, that's no different than a god of another religion, as you're praying to those statues and those idols. But they say it's not wrong to make statues or images of Jesus or of, you know, saints and stuff like that, because of the fact, you know, those aren't false gods. But it's wrong to make an image of a false god, and they say that commandment is attached onto the first commandment. Now, I would definitely disagree with that, because we're against making, you know, spiritual images that you're using for a thing of worship. That's something that the Bible condemns. So I believe that those are separate commandments, okay? But here's the thing. If the Catholic Church removes the second commandment, they've got to add a commandment to equal 10. Because otherwise you're only going to have nine commandments, and it's going to be very obvious. And what they do is they take the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, and they turn that into two commandments. And what it says in Exodus 20, verse 17 is this: thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And so we have a long verse there where it talks about a list of things we're not supposed to covet. And so we would say that the commandment being made is thou shalt not covet, and then the Bible's giving extra information of just anything that belongs to your neighbor, and it goes through a long list of things. The Catholic Church says, well, you're not supposed to covet your neighbor's wife, that's the ninth commandment, and then you're not supposed to covet your neighbor's goods, and that's the tenth commandment. Now, right off the bat, that's kind of strange, because when you look at the beginning of verse number 17, the first thing it says is not to covet your neighbor's house. So it doesn't even mention coveting your neighbor's wife first, if that commandment would be the first one listed there, the ninth commandment. But here's the thing about this. What we would say is this, that anything that is in regards to that house, we're not supposed to covet. So it starts by saying you're not supposed to covet your neighbor's house. Then it's going to mention anything that's belonging to your neighbor or anything that's a part of that house or that household. Now, the Catholic Church says, well, you know, that's sexist to say, you know, that the wife belongs to that household or to your neighbor, and that's wrong, you know, to say that she's the property of the man. But yet the Bible says that when you get married, two become one. And the Bible talks about how it's not a bad thing to be jealous over your spouse. Jealousy is not wrong. Envy's wrong. Jealousy's not wrong. Why? Because when you get married, you know, your wife belongs to you. And honestly, you belong to your wife as well. And so here's the thing, for them to say, well, it's sexist to say that, you know, the wife is part of that household, or she belongs, or she's property of the house. Well, the Bible does say that when you get married, you belong to your spouse, and your body is not your own. So they can take it up with the Word of God, but that's what the Bible clearly says. But here's why what they're saying doesn't make sense. Apart from the fact that it doesn't even mention the wife first in Exodus 20, verse 17, here's a big problem with this. The seventh commandment in what the Bible says in traditional Christianity is thou shalt not commit adultery, okay? Now, since the Catholic Church removes one of the commandments, that is their sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. But does it really make a lot of sense to have your sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, and then your ninth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife? Because aren't those pretty much the same thing? I mean, committing adultery is worse than coveting your neighbor's wife, but yet coveting your neighbor's wife is what's going to start and lead toward committing adultery. And so those commandments are really kind of the same thing and lining up in the same way. And so it wouldn't really make sense to say, well, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, and the ninth commandment, you know, don't covet your neighbor's wife, because those are in the same line. They're very similar. It wouldn't really make a lot of sense. The Ten Commandments are meant to be different from one another. And so it doesn't make sense for the Catholic Church to say, thou shalt not covet, and put that into two commandments. It's very obvious there, you know, the commandment is thou shalt not covet. And it mentions everything that would belong to your neighbor or to someone else, and you're not supposed to covet any of that. And that's under one category of thou shalt not covet. So the question is, because when you're reading here in Exodus chapter 20, it's really not that complicated. It's pretty obvious what the Ten Commandments actually are. The transitions are pretty easy to see. So the question is, why is it that the Catholic Church would remove the second commandment and they turn the Tenth Commandment into two? Well, that's actually not that complicated, because the Catholic Church, as I mentioned, is filled full of images and idols. They're filled full of idolatry. The Catholic Church is filled full of idolatry, and so it doesn't really sound good when one of the Ten Commandments says not to make any graven image, because they're a religion that's filled with graven images. And so what the Catholic Church claims is, well, that's just associated with a false god, and these aren't false gods, so it's okay. And I would say that if you're, you know, driving through the Philippines or Catholic country versus driving through India with Hinduism, people, it's going to look the exact same. You have all of these idols and everything like that. These are their gods, and that is reality. And the Catholic Church wants to justify their idolatry and their images, but the Bible condemns it. It says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. And look, they can change the Ten Commandments, and they can say, well, ang sampung utos, there's three for God and seven for man, but that is not what the Bible teaches. They're filled full of idolatry, and throughout the Bible, that is a major, major sin. Thank you, and God bless.